Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our crucified and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our message for today is from the Gospel reading from Matthew chapter 16, especially these words Jesus says, "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it." This is our text. Well, I'd like to suggest to you all today that one of the most difficult things that you do is something that you do quite frequently. You do this very often. As a matter of fact, it's something that you do so often that you probably never give it a second thought. Chances are you do it almost mindlessly and you just breeze right past it almost every single day. This difficult thing is something that you say. Actually, it's something that you pray. Four little words. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. It's four simple words. They just roll off the tongue so easily, don't they? I mean, they fit so nicely with what comes before when you pray that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, that familiar, simple prayer, the one that you learned from the youngest of ages. That one petition, thy will be done. It fits so nicely, it pairs so nicely with what comes before. Thy kingdom come, and then we follow it up with thy will be done. It almost rhymes. But these four little words, it's more than just simple poetic symmetry there. There is a great deal of meaning in those words, thy will be done. So short, but it's also so profound. And if you really stop and think about what it means, it is something that is almost risky, maybe even a little dangerous to pray it. Maybe a little bit contrary, a contradiction. And I say that it might be a contradiction because even though you say it, and even though you pray it, do you really mean it? Thy will be done. Are you serious about that? You might be thinking to yourself, sure, Pastor, why not? Why wouldn't I be serious about that? Why wouldn't I mean it? After all, God is good. And so I know that his will is good. So what's the problem here? But that word right there can be one of the sticking points for us, isn't it? That word good. That can be a little bit tough. That can be a little tricky for us sometimes. Because I got to tell you that it's nice and it's great and it is wonderful when me and God, we can agree on that definition and what constitutes good. But when I pray those words, thy will be done, well, that means something incredible. It means that I am giving up the reins. And I am the one who is getting out of the driver's seat. I'm giving up the control. The ability to insist on that definition of that word, good. Giving up those reins, giving up that control, getting out of the driver's seat. Or as Jesus says it to Peter, to the disciples, and to you and I today, praying those words, thy will be done, it's really capturing what it means when Jesus says to them, and says to us, deny yourself. This is an incredibly difficult thing. deny yourself. Peter shows us today in our gospel reading just how incredibly difficult this can be. Here is Peter, Simon Peter, you know, after the passage just before this, immediately before this, our gospel reading for last week, it's where Simon Peter gets the gold star. He gets the A+ when Jesus delivers the pop quiz and asks the question, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter gives that marvelous answer, that incredible answer. He says to Jesus the right thing. He gives that right answer to that question. "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God." And Jesus gives him that gold star and that A+. And he makes this incredible promise to Simon Peter. He says that in that confession, in those words that Simon Peter has just said, nothing, not Satan, not hell itself, will be able to stand against that confession. Here is the rock. Here is the foundation upon which Jesus' kingdom is going to be built. And put yourself in Simon Peter's shoes here for just a moment. Imagine what that must be like. The thoughts and the dreams that might be rushing through his head in that moment. In fact, maybe some of it even went to his head. Thinking about such incredible things, the possibility of what might happen, the power that could come, the power that Jesus could bring. But Simon Peter wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for what it would mean, for everything that it would entail, and what this kingdom would be. What this kingdom of Jesus was going to be like. Simon Peter wasn't really praying or thinking, "Thy will be done." But in this moment, he was getting caught up in thinking to himself, "My will be done. My will be done." Now, the things that Simon Peter was thinking about and hoping for and wishing for, the thoughts and dreams that were running through his head, wasn't necessarily selfish and self-serving. Maybe some of that was there. But Simon Peter might have been thinking about all the good that King Jesus could do. You know, imagine, Simon might have been thinking, you know, imagine all of the people that he could rescue and save from suffering and persecution, all the healing that he could accomplish, all the mouths that he could feed, all the blessings that could flow from his hands. I mean, Jesus had shown this time and time again. Simon Peter had walked with him and seen these works that Jesus had done on a local level. Could you imagine all of this scaled up to a national or international or global scale? But Simon Peter finds out very quickly that his will and Jesus' will aren't exactly lining up. When Jesus says to him in our gospel reading for today that this kingdom that he is bringing, this road that Jesus is on, it's not a road that's going to lead to glory. It is a road that's going to lead up to Jerusalem. But it's not going to lead up to Jerusalem where he is going to be enthroned as a king. Power, glory. Jesus is going to be the one who is going to be the subject. Jesus is going to be subjected to the wills of evil men. Jesus is going to be subjected to suffering at their hands. He is going to be subjected to the cross. He is going to be subjected to death and the grave. And again, it is only normal, it's only natural when Peter hears this kind of bad news for him to object, for him to push back, for him to say, "No. No. No, this cannot happen to you." But Simon's no here, it's more than just a simple no. This is a no to God's will. It is a no to God's plan. It is a no to God's way. Again, thy will be done. Not Simon's way, not his will, not my way, not my will, but God's way and God's will. Those words, thy will be done, this call that Jesus gives to deny ourselves, this is a radical call. This is a radical call for Simon Peter. It's a radical call for you and me. This is a call to acceptance and trust. Acceptance and trust, even if we don't like the situation and the circumstances, even if it doesn't make sense, even if we can't see it, even if we can't understand it, even if it feels like everything that we know and everything that we have is slipping away, when it just seems like everything in this world is just spiraling out of control. And in that moment, everything is slipping away and everything's spiraling out of control. We throw those no's out. We try to push back. We're trying to find some handhold. We're trying to find some way, you, me, and Simon Peter, to wrestle the situation and the circumstances back under control to suit us and to suit our will. Time and time again, we see and we discover that the situation, the circumstances, this life, this world that we have, it refuses to bend to our will. It refuses to yield to us. How often have we discovered that our no's, our objection, and our resistance is met, it is matched, and it is exceeded by God's no to you. And all the wishing and wanting, our stubbornness, our protests, all the worrying, all the anxiety, none of that is going to change a thing. We're just left with that no. And then what's left? Resentment. Bitterness, or thy will be done. Deny yourself. Acceptance. Trust. Finding hope. And finding peace not in my will, but in God's will. Not pushing back and fighting is no, but looking for and hearing and understanding and seeing in everything is yes. The yes of Jesus. Jesus' yes in accepting the will that God the Heavenly Father has given to his life. Jesus' yes to going up that road to Jerusalem, going down that path that is going to lead to suffering and the cross. Jesus' yes to that mission that his Father has put in front of him, to go down that way, to go down that road, to go down that path that is going to lead to suffering and death and the cross. And he does all of that for you. It's for your sake. It's for your salvation. He says yes to that path. He says yes to that journey. To go down that road of suffering and death. Because in your sin, that is already where you and I are. And he says yes to all of this. Because that is where you are, and because he loves you. He loves you too much to leave you all alone there. He loves you too much to abandon you there. And so Jesus says yes to all of this. He says yes to you. He says yes to losing his life. And he says yes to finding you and saving you. And so, yes, our world, our lives, our circumstances, and our situation, they are not always going to be what we want or what we like. And yes, we can't always understand it. We cannot always make sense of it. Yes, we cannot force it to change or to work out the way that we want it to. And yes, sometimes it is awful. Sometimes it's unfair. And yes, there is death. Yes, there is a grave. But in all of this and through all of this, there is a greater yes. Yes, God is still good. Yes, God is there. He does not abandon you in those places, but He is present. He is there in all of those places. He is there even in death. He is even in the grave. And yes, He has already overcome them in Jesus' cross and in His resurrection. And yes, Christ has done all of this, and He has accomplished all of this. He has suffered all of it. He has gone through all of it for you. And yes, you are baptized into Him, which means, yes, you share in His victory and you share in His resurrection. It is all yours. And so, yes, even though sometimes it might seem like everything is slipping away and this world is just spinning out of control, He is still yours. The victory is still real. It is still true. Christ is with you and He is for you. Yes, He does hear. He hears your prayers. He is not deaf. And yes, He does answer. He is in control. And yes, He gives you His presence. He gives you His promise. He gives you His grace. He gives you His forgiveness. He gives you all of His blessings. He gives you His assurance. And He gives you that gift of faith to accept and to trust, to believe and to hope, and understand even in the midst of the wreckage of your life, even in the midst of the wreckage of this world, even in the midst of your brokenness, even in the midst of your suffering, even in that moment of death, even in the grave, He gives you that patience and that hope and that peace and the comfort of knowing that as you travel down this road, you are not going there alone, but your Savior, your friend, your brother, your King and your Lord Jesus has already walked this path before you. And He walks this path with you. This path of the cross. Christ's path. His way. Because this is the only way. The only way that we have. The only path that He gives us. It is the only way that leads true and eternal life. He gives you His presence. He gives you His promise. He gives you His peace. And He gives to you and I the faith to really, truly pray those words and to mean it. Thy will be done. To deny ourselves, to deny our will. To commit your world, your situation, your circumstances, your loved ones, your life, your own self, into His hands, to His care, to His will. Pray, Lord, Thy will be done. Lord, align my mind, align my heart, and align my will with your mind and your heart and your will. Trust that who you are, that what you give, that what you do in Christ is always for our good. Amen. Now may that peace and that love of God that transcends all of our understanding, may this guard and keep our hearts and our minds to live in faith, trusting in Christ our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.